Siman Lamed, Sif Aleph. Siman HaNechosin, the time to put on film. Aleph. Siman HaNechosin, Baboiker, Mishir, Eschabera, Harogel, Imoksas, Berichut, Alaramas, Yakirenu. The time in the morning is you can see somebody at a distance of four Amas, somebody who's not so familiar to you, and recognize it. That's the Zaman. Okay, Mishabura, Aleph, Hanukhasim, Rizalam, Tchilas Man, Hanukhasim, Shira, Mitzos, and Kalodyam. The first time you could put them on is this time. It doesn't mean you must put it on, that's the time, it's the first time you could put it on.
What's the Shira?
Mishira Eschabera. Mitzos, and Kalodyam. Okay, the Kalodyam, Simon, Lam, Zayin, Ayin, Shom. You wear the mitzvahs, it continues the rest of the day. Hatam, that's Manazeh, Hashina Shem, Yishin, Behem, Chalayla, Hu, Linyan, Tfilin. So even though we pass him here, then Lila's Man, Tfilin, Midr, Isa, and you're allowed to wear Tfilin at nighttime. But Midr, Rabbana, Chazal said, we don't want you to wear Tfilin because you might fall asleep in them. Once you get to this level of light already, people are getting up. You put it on, you're not going to go back to sleep. And therefore, we're not worried about him falling asleep and then not keeping the proper Kedusha of the Tfilin. Imaksas, he's slightly familiar with him. Dilar Harbe, if he's very familiar with him, Yakirenu Afilu Merachik, you can recognize him from a further distance. And Venerogo Klau, Lo Yakir Afilu Makar Moed, if you don't really know him at all, so you're never going to recognize him. So that would become something which is. When exactly is that? The Bir Loch later on in the Nches, we saw when we were learning Hilas Tzitzis, he sent us over there. The Bir Loch in the beginning of Hilas Kriyashma says it's about a tenth of an hour, which is 6 minutes after Alois.
Tenth of an hour is 6 minutes.
It's 6 minutes after Alois. However, many other people calculate this time to be a quarter of an hour, half an hour after Alois. He brings there's a sefer from Vyachumach Tukhachinsky. He wrote a sefer Geshur Achaim of Hilchos Avelos. So besides that, he wrote a lot of other sorum. He was into the different types of calculations. He wrote a sefer on the Halachos of Ben Hashmoshes. You wrote a sefer on the Birchos Achama. You wrote a sefer on the Ir Mikdash Rekudosha, exactly where the old city is, where the Mikdash is, all the locals of that. Also wrote a sefer called Eretz Yisrael. He was very into these type of things. So he talks about the calculators. He says they have a Masura, Yerushalayim, that the Zman of Misha Yakir is 52 minutes before sunrise. That's their calculation. So if you figure 72 minutes would be Alois, so it's 20 minutes after. But they calculate like that. So if you look at some of your different calendars, and they use a calculation of degrees. So one of the ways they calculate the degrees is based on this. If you go to Yerushalayim, assuming it means that this 52 minutes would be referring to the time when the day is the most, compact. That's the right word for it. The Ben Hashemoshes area is the most compact, which is by the equinox. You calculate how far below the horizon the sun is the 52 minutes before, and then you take that concept and you extrapolate to somewhere else. You apply it somewhere else, and that's where the calculation comes from. So if you look at the Zmanim chart in the yeshiva, that's the calculation that we use for that, based on this piece from Michel Michel, that the Zman is 52 minutes beforehand.
Is that an early Zman or a late?
That's a fairly early Zman. Even that.
You're saying the Zman changes as you move up the earth?
The Zman will change depending on the time of the year or and the latitude. Yes.
But it's the same angle of the sun.
In other words, the point is, this is obviously a level of illumination, right? So if I can tell you that I can go to Yerushalayim, pace of time, and say that with 15 minutes before there's a level of illumination, which means what does it mean? It means that the sun is X amount below the horizon, therefore I only get a certain amount of light from the sun, I can then recalculate that anywhere in the world, how to get that level of illumination, i.e. usually that's based on how far the sun will be below the horizon, how much of the light you're going to be seeing. That's the system that we use. Okay. Vase. Also, when you have tefillin b'layla, shamishuchem yishin b'hem. A person can't put on tefillin at nighttime. We're afraid he's going to forget that he's wearing them and fall asleep, and then he will
yishchem forget.
Yeah. We're afraid that if he does that, he might pass gas while he's wearing his tefillin, which is also. V'im hinichom kaidem shetishka chama v'chashkolov. However, the issue is the issue of putting on tefillin at night time. If he's wearing tefillin from beforehand, so we hold me to get me to rice, so the lila is man tefillin. The Chazal made this concern. But they did not require you to take it off if you're wearing it already. And therefore, I feel like a love called a lila is mutter, vein marin came. So the law is that if they're wearing them, it's mutter to continue wearing them. But vein marin came, which means that a person's familiar with the halacha. So he knows the halacha. If someone will ask the halacha, we don't want to publicize this halacha, because people will then extrapolate on their own that you're allowed to put it in the nighttime, which is incorrect.
So why are we learning this halacha then?
Because the difference is going to be basically, if you know the halacha, you know the halacha. If we're going to publicize it, usually you're talking to people that are not so familiar with all the nuances. If you're learning it from the source, so you're getting all the nuances. If the reason why you're keeping the tefillin on is because you don't have a safe place to put them, a person's traveling or whatever it is, he doesn't have a safe place to put them, so the safest place is on while is wearing them. So that's something which we would tell people you're allowed to do. Okay. Sivkat and Gimel, Belayla, Bebena Shemashis. So that's nighttime. What about Bebena Shemashis? The Rimagan of Ramash, the Mutal Chachil, the Lahaniyak, you're allowed to put on Bebena Shemashis. The Rimagan of Mistapik Bezev, Imloy Shiloiki, and Matayim is a Tfilin, but so you're the Ozinich and Bebena Shemashis. So he's not sure if you should, but in a situation where a person has not worn Tfilin yet that day, you should put it on. In regards to making a bracha, the Prima Gadim does say in that situation you would not make a bracha. V'yishin b'hem, v'chshin and shem yafiyah, prefer once, if he's going to sleep, prefer he might pass gas, v'shnoso while he's sleeping. Amin araisa mutu l'nichem b'layla, the camel on layla is man tefillin. We pass on layla is man tefillin, and amin araisa, you'd be allowed to put on tefillin b'layla. So, if you're wearing them from beforehand, however, kodim, hey, Rasulam is the law. Also, Rabbanu Rakla Nichem and Chachila Belay. That this is to put them on. Our Mekiv and Shekarol Menachem Alav. We do not require you to remove them. So, if they're out from beforehand, even though they remain on the whole night time, it's mutter. Kol Lalayla appears. Kol Zman Shelo Shein Cholton. As long as you have not taken them off. Hilo Cholton Pam Achas. But once you've taken it off, you can't put them back on. So a person takes them off to go to the bathroom or whatever reason, so then you can't put them back on.
It's a funny halacha. It would seem all the concerns that one would have when wearing them, when they started wearing them before nightfall, would still be there. I mean, all the other way around. You know,
correct. No, you're right. In regards to the concerns, there shouldn't be any the difference. But I think it's the other way around. I think the pshat is that hagufa, that we tell the person he cannot put it at night time. He says, so why am I allowed to do this? It must be there's some concern. What's the concern? It'll cause some level of awareness, which would help him address the problem. What Ephraim is asking is, if a concerned person might fall asleep, the concern of falling asleep when you're wearing them before nighttime, or when you put them on at nighttime, it doesn't change. It's the same concern. So, if we're worried about the possibilities, so why is this case more than this case also? So the point is, I think the Chazal would like to allow the person to wear a Belayla, because it's a mitzvah to wear a Belayla.
It is?
Will you pass on Belayla as Mount Philip?
You do?
Yeah. But that being said, we pass a lot of this month filling. if we can find a way to sort of get the message across, you have to be careful. We can. So what's that? By saying this case is awesome, this case is mutter, that itself will generate a thought process in the person that must be under some concern, and it'll make him more aware of the concern. It's mutter. Now, even this halacha that you're allowed to wear them at nighttime is only mutter. Some are adds a man shirat alishon. You can't go to sleep wearing tefillin. I mean, so you plan to go to sleep, you're allowed to wear them. Kamam simin mendal. Now, the belayla is the don shena who afilu shina saroi osur midina. The Gemara later on says the shina is kaveh as osur. Allah says shina kaveh as osur. Shina saroi really would be mutter. It could be belayla even shina saroi is osur because we assume that shina saroi will end up being. I don't know about you, but usually my shina saroi belayla ends up being my shina kaveh. Hence the night spent sitting and sleeping in the chair, you know, just shutting your eyes for a few minutes, and then the thing you know, it's like 3 hours later, right? Vein Marin came, but we pass like that. The Lachal Lamaisa Lachar, we don't pass in for the people like this. Shemi Verla Nichon, but Chachil, because they will extrapolate incorrectly and say you're allowed to put it on Belaylo. Lachem Lo Yasek and Elabin Elabin Hatzmoy, and therefore wearing them is a form of being murricane. So, you know, you imagine you sit there, you see the rabbi wearing tefillin, and say, "Wow, you ought to put on tefillin." But Lila, that itself is a hurrah. So this is all talking about you're wearing it in your house. Avol berabim duhgam ken hurrah. Wearing it berabim would be a form of a hurrah. Okay, in the spell of behem betfilas arbis mi betana siber berabim. So mashal, let's say by Tisha B'Av. So we were tefillin by mincha, then we go pretty much right direct Rabbanish Moshe's. So if they're going to see me wearing tefillin 20 minutes after Shkia, I say, what's going on? You're out of tefillin, you know, even later on in the night. So the person would say, you know, keep wearing my tefillin tomorrow. If I can theoretically do that, but that obviously would confuse people and come up with the wrong psak. Well, that's what we discussed before. What's the status of Ben Hashmoshes? What do you do, Ben Hashmoshes?
Talking about the end of petition.
Right. So he said before, to put them on the chadchila ben shmoshes is you can't put them on even ben shmoshes. So if the purpose of this idea of taking them off is to get that message across, you don't put them on. So the chadchila ben shmoshes already, you should be removing them.
So before Shkia, ben shmoshes already well.
You should be removing them. So you could make all, you know, since the machlokes ben shmoshes starts, and you didn't learn it's a rabbanon, maybe you can make them. To go a little bit later.
Well, good evening, Rabbi Green here.
Okay.
Well, good evening, okay. Dr. Katz.
Okay, now, if a person wants to keep them on because of a shmira purpose, so to maintain the safety of the tefillin, but so if they're on already, and they're going to remain on him. So that, we said, so continue to wear them into the nighttime for the purpose of shmira, we'll tell you to do that. As long as you haven't went to sleep, you can wear it the whole night time. But to put them on for shmir purposes, that the Shulchan Aruch did not say. He said if it was already on you, it's mutter. He didn't say you're allowed to put it on the chachil. There are some who argue and say that even to put it on the chachil would be mutter for the purpose of shmira. The Bir Halacha points out, v'nimsalov k'dei l'shomran. Right. If the goal over here is the reason why it's mutter is because it says it's for shmir, people relate to it differently. You need to publicize why you're wearing it. It has to be clear to people that your purpose of wearing it is the shmir. So either that's if the situation is obvious, or alternatively, you would tell people why you're doing it. So that's the first line.
Do you show her the tefillin or show her yourself?
Show her the tefillin. So that's the Magen Avraham. Then he said, "B'chemuchon Gemara." He says, "But all of the mafreshim of the Magen Avraham grapple with they can't. There's no Gemara which says that like that. Anything the Gemara is mashma the opposite." So he wants to suggest the pshat what the Magen Avraham is saying is wearing it meeker than his mother. And we assume you're doing it for shmir purposes, so therefore it's okay. Let's say you're not wearing it for shmir purposes. You want to do the mitzvah. But if you tell people you're doing it for shmir purposes, that's also mutter. that would be a heter to allow you to maintain them by saying it's for shmir purposes. I'm not sure if that means that there's a sheker. I'm sure exactly how he addresses the issue.
When do you want to do that?
So once you're putting it on the shame shmira, which is mutter, if you want to be mechav on the shame mitzvah, mechav on the shame mitzvah, we hold mikra tefillin live this month. You can mechav on the mitzvah tefillin live. Elamai what? We don't do it because people will get confused and think you're allowed to chadchila put on tefillin. But if you're doing the shame shmira, you want to be mechav on the shame mitzvah, so you're allowed to do that. So he says even now your kavanah mikra kavanah is the shame mitzvah. You tell people it's a shame of shmir, and that's going to be mutter. You're being shomer the tefillin because you don't have a safe place to put them. Wherever you are, Belila, the safest place is on your body.
Until he goes to sleep?
We'll talk about later on. What do you do? Where do you put it when you're sleeping? That's later on. Okay, let's say another round. So the person gets up early to travel. So this is talking about at the end of the day. What about the beginning of the day? So we said there's this mom, you have to put on tefillin, which starts Misha Yaker. What about Hayrotz Lotzeis Lederach Hashkam? He needs to leave very early. So then Manisim, you're allowed to put them on early, even though it's still Lila. He is man and mashish from the work. You make the bracha later on, but the later time.
Evening, Mr. Maravis.
The leka lemecha shema yishin behem kima shehishkem beyotzul ader. If the whole reason why we did not allow it Belila is because we're concerned that the person is going to fall asleep if he's traveling. Obviously, he's not. He's traveling. He's not going to fall asleep. Rav Moshe used this halacha. This is halacha about the issue about putting on tefillin. The person has to get up early to go to work. Right. So Rav Moshe when they. Back in 73, when they had they extended the daylight savings because of the oil embargo, right? And so sunrise was like 8 o'clock in the morning, 8:15 in the morning. Eventually, something crazy like that. So people had to go to work. So Rav Moshe discussed this issue of putting on tefillin early. He based it on this tip, the Simchas Shavua. It's hard to put them on later on. You can put them on now, and you'll leave them on, but the process of putting it on later on will be difficult. So you want to get up and put it on Hashkama. Even before Alois. Menichim, you're allowed to do that. You put it on before you leave. And you put it on the Shemitzah. Kima the Kamel on Lila's Mantrillin, and we hold it's not considered about Toysiv, because Lila isn't Mantrillin. So you're allowed to do that. even though you can theoretically maintain them safely with you, this is a scenario where the whole situation is obvious that there's no concern of sleep. So Chazal didn't stop you from relying on the luck of the Raisa of Lila's Matvillah. Shigiz Manam. Now, the after he tira Chazal haktim hanocha b'layla b'mokim the leka l'mechash d'sheino. Why don't we say like this? Listen. Midaraisa Lila's Mantvil. Chazal Ashad wearing a Belila. This case they because you might sleep. In this case there's no concern of sleep. She allowed to wear it, so you make the bracha as soon as you put it on. Like why do we have to wait for the bracha? It's a Zman Mitzvah. So what do you have to wait for the bracha for? Since they did put a Zman in place, they don't want to create a Vitzivonu, because that would be confusing. But if you did make the bracha, it's not a bracha lebatol. I've had this scenario more than once where a person, you're dealing with like the very deep winter where even Misha Yakir is pretty late. You always have a guy who comes in, but he puts on his talis and his tefillin too early. And he walks into the basement, he looks at the time and says, oh, yeah, I put it on too early. What do I do? So it's interesting a lot. So tzitzis, lila's man, lav man tzitzis. And this man is mishayakar because that's when you're able to see or mekayim a recently. So tzitzis, ataka, you were not mekayim the mitzvah. Right? On the other hand, we had a machloikis, could be a talis as a beggar joy, it could be schayla b'layla, but whatever, but on one side you were not mekayim the mitzvah. Tefillin, there's no shayla to the bracha, you're yards to the bracha. So tefillin, you're yards to the bracha. Tzitzis, the best thing will be have somebody else be mitzvah, you could do the self and bracha. If you hold on this month, if you hold that a beggar, yoyim is chayiv alayla, so you're yotze with that also. So sitzes, but there is the zman of mishayakar for sitzes is a totally different halacha than the zman of mishayakar for tefillin. One is Bikra Din, there's a difference in Yoyim and Laila. One is it's just of a Kashash, which in the B'nai'evit, we would take, the Kashash would not affect the Bracha.
If you put it on after Alos, would you make a Bracha?
By what?
After Alos, before Mishayakir for itself.
No. We're still relying on Mishayakir. But of Yotzel Derech, he's not going to fall asleep since he's traveling. Now, but after Helech Miraglov, it's only true if he's walking or he's riding. So he's not going to fall asleep while he's riding on the animal. That's not a very smart idea. I guess, you know, there's some horsemen which are very good at it, but in general, there's a chance the horse will notice that you're sleeping and then you might be on the ground. But if you're sitting, so in other words, the concern is you'll fall asleep while you're sitting. So we haven't solved that problem. If you look at the Bir Locha, Kema Shishkum Yotzel Derech, he says that the Teres of the Kenim and the Prima Godim, Bishop says, of the Mesadim Lermer the Apa Golod Nira Lahatir, they are Makel even by Golod. Whereas the Skaim Maskim Lachmirim, however, the Skaim says you should not put it when you're wearing by Golod. Okay, so he says, Nirali. So what do we do? We have the Prima Godim, which is Makel, the Skaim is Machmir, the Mumisyar Shema Yaabdim. But if you're worried about that, they're not going to be safe if you're not wearing them. We said that the stomach and the gross that you're allowed to put on at any time of the night time for shmir purposes. So if your perfect goal over here is shmira, so you can be make all even in the case of Yosha. Okay, excuse me. Is the driving the same as Roy? I would assume so. Maybe a person needs to stay awake when he's driving. So Ramosha again. So Ramosha said, basically took this hat there and applied it to people working early.
No, I don't know why I can.
I'm a
the wagon's rechiv with too.
Well, I'm not sure what you said. I said driving, you have to stay awake. You're driving.
That's like being on the animal. Rochiv could mean either on the animal or in the wagon.
I'm not sure. Gabe asked me, what's the status? I said, that's like Rochiv. Rochiv is motor.
What's Rochiv in the animal?
Rochiv is riding the animal.
Could Yoshev. Be in the wagon.
What?
It's Yoshev in the wagon?
It's Yoshev in the wagon, yeah. Huh. Now, if you're the wagon driver, I would imagine that you'd also have to stay awake. His case was the people sitting in the wagon, not the person driving the wagon.
Sitting still in the wagon?
Sitting still in the wagon.
So it isn't Rochiv.
Right, so if there's somebody else on the car, also, he wouldn't, but the person who's driving, it could be Mutter. So Ramosha takes this halacha and he applies it to getting up early for work. In regards to the bracha, so he grapples with the bracha issue. He does this. It's better if you're eventually going to be at some point in Davin, you'll be after the Zman. You should wait to make the bracha until then. Then you'll be master's tefillin and make the bracha at that point in time. If you're going to do the whole davening beforehand, he actually has it said to be sarmach on the sheet that you can make a bracha earlier. Okay. Now, what about the following? A person is traveling, wearing tefillin, and the sun set. Or it's Arab Shabbos. So the first case is referring to the weekday, the second case is referring to he's sitting, learning Arab Shabbos. The Beis Yandash was outside of the city. And become Shabbos. We don't refer to him Shabbos.
It's not Toastmaster?
Yeah. So you can't carry them home because there was no way to carry from the Beis Yandash to the city. You can't leave them there because they were outside of the city. It wasn't a safe place to leave them. So he's going to have to wear them in for Shmira on Shabbos. For the Shmira of the Tefillin, he's going to have to wear them in. So he's allowed to wear them in, even though it's already Shabbos, he's allowed to wear the Tefillin into the city, keep them safe. So Yiniach Yer Oleim Ashigil Abayis. However, he has to wear it. He has to walk in with his hand over it to indicate that he's not wearing it for the purpose of the mitzvah. He's doing it just for the shmir of the tefillin. If instead of going to his own house, he goes to the first safe place to put it, he should not continue wearing it beyond that situation. So that could be the first house inside of the wall, inside of the city. He would put it there, the first Jewish house, I imagine. Okay, Tesvav Shav Shaka. So Reishis Umayr Bechol. The first case is talking about this happened on the weekday. He's afraid to carry them, take them off and carry them. Shami Yipul Mimena, but they're afraid that, you know, traveling. Their night was quite dark. He couldn't stop where he was. He's in the middle of the road. So he's going to have to continue on. But the person could trip. There's different things which can happen. So it's much safer if he's wearing them. So as it were, you cover it and continue. Now, I understand. The case before was, if you're wearing them already and you're wearing them for shmira purposes, you're allowed to continue. So why do you have to cover them over here? Shani halcha the misha yivkeboy penita loy mashemelta laniach oz tefillin.
When Shabbos.
No, not the case. The first case is the weekdays. So
why aren't you allowed to be wearing tefillin then? Because of the night time?
Because of night time.
But it's at night time you're talking about.
It's night time, right? So the problem is night. The other cases, the cases we're talking about, that the person's not publicly, he's in a private situation, so then you're allowed to take it into. I'm not sure I understand this. His point was, any case where it's obvious you're wearing it for shmir purposes, it's mutter. I don't know why it wouldn't be obvious to people this is a shmir purpose. So I'm not sure why you have to, but I guess there has to be a mitzvah of a case where it's not obvious.
Why here you have to put your hand on it?
Because if it's not obvious you're wearing it for smear purposes, people will draw the conclusion you ought to put on tefillin then. That's the lach of wearing the water that you don't do because of that. People will draw the wrong conclusion. Okay, now, behind it, Meshach El Chamet, for the sun setting, Pirish Soif Shkia, referring to the final, the end of the Shkia, to say Sechachob, which it says. Ben Hashmosh Zayn Tzarech Lachot, and Amorin Kelet and Lamaisi. The Ben Hashmoshes were going to allow you to continue to wear them, and that's not a problem. The Rizal said, in general, we don't wear tefillin b'layla, whatever the Rizal's concern. He wore tefillin the whole day, but even so, he api kabbalah, he took it off when it came b'layla. The second case is Rutz Alarmat, the Nasha Ben Hashmashas. It's ready at the beginning of Shabbos, Ben Hashmashas. We have Shaloy Lisa Yusun Biyodoy, the base, so he can't carry them and make Kedushas of Shabbos because it's now Shabbos. El Hashar Shami Yev, you can't leave it there. The Batim Joshua Shalem, Hoya Besada, they were out in the fields and it wasn't safe. Makam Shem Yishtam Ramid Neaganovim, wasn't safe because the people will steal it. Lakin it's Yulal Chomel Lenosam, Allah, Derek Malbush, Ad Besa, you'll have to wear them home. He shouldn't be perceived that he's wearing tefillin on Shabbos, so he has to cover the tefillin. And that's why you cover it with your hand. Okay. Hey, Yesh Misha Omer, Shem Hispalo Art Tilas Arvis Mibodyam, Ashulah Hinyach Tefillin, Elo Lo Nicha Maharakah. Person Dava Marav early, he hadn't put on tefillin yet. Even though it's before Shkia, so he can't put on tefillin Belial. Or this man that he Dava Marav already. Okay, so if the Mishavur Mulejah, if he'll order Yom Gal, even though the Kadamash Kids, it's before sunset, it's still light up. If he should come out, also, Lizman Hazel Lilo. He's called this time for him. He's called for his purposes. He said this is nighttime, and so he's Dav Marav. Uzman Shkiva b'Kriyas Shema Filosh Arvis. You've indicated this is called Zman Shkiva b'Shoch B'Chol by saying Shema. Then V'Miyaniach by Tefillin Yachzur. You say, oh, yeah. If you put on Tefillin, you're saying it's daytime. So you're a confused person. You're calling it, saying, well, you know, really it's already Zman Shkiva. The Reina Tam says that the reason why that you can say Kriya Shema already from Plag and hours, because there are people who start going to sleep towards the end of the day. So it's called Zman Shkiva. It's called Zman Shkiva, so it's not Zman Tulin anymore. No, it's still daytime and you're allowed to put on Tulin. So make up your mind, which one is it? So this is what the Shulchan Aruch says, but this is the Yesh Mishaymer that he quotes over here. However, the Pesach is not like this, that you have to put it on Ubali Bracha. You put it on Ubali Bracha. As long as before it says, and reserve it before Shkia. Now, Vim Hu Lo Hispaela Dain Apisha Tzibra Hispaela. The Tzibra Davin, he didn't daven yet. Then so he's not nigger after the seber in that situation, and he can still put on tefillin. He's not doing anything wrong. There's that idea that the person is nigger after the seber is relevant on Erev Shabbos. This is talking about on a Tuesday, not talking about Erev Shabbos. We'll get to Erev Shabbos in a second. This we're going to put it on in a time which has been designated as Laila by the Tzibur or by himself, is all talking about you hadn't put on Tulin yet. He wants to put on again. Even if he did not daven Marv yet, but since the Tzibur has, so in that situation, there's no compelling reason why he should put on Tulin. He shouldn't put on Tulin. Now, so the way the few things over here. So the Rishabur said, what's the problem? It's a steer. Why is it a steer? Because you call it Zman Shkiva. So this is Mahoniz Rishabur. The Taisa and the Bracha is not Bezim and Abba. What's this Pshat that we daven Marv early? So he says, okay, daven Marv early, no problem. It's the din of Arvis, which is when things are being Ma'arev. They're becoming, going, they're setting. That's good enough. Plag Mincha already is close to Laila. It's called being Ma'arev Aravim. The Bershman is bringing in the Arab. Okay, what about Shema? Shema needs Laila. So Rebbe Natan says, no, Shema needs Zman Shkiva. B'shoch b'cho, I didn't say Laila, it says B'shoch b'cho k'mecho. The same way you understand Uv k'mecho means when you get up in the morning, doesn't mean the whole day. It means when you get up. It's not a loch in day, it's a loch in Uv k'mecho. So this is a loch in B'shoch b'cho. So B'shoch b'cho starts by Pelagamin. Reese says, no way. That's not true. You're not your Shema when you say it over there. It's quite a time you don't repeat Shema. Daven Marv early, today, no problem, don't repeat Shema again. The Reese says, no way, you can't be your Shema. You need Laila for Shema. Says that which we say Shema over here is not often, you're not yet to the mitzvah. It's because the Yerushalmi says that when you daven, you should say some type of a limud beforehand. So by mincha or mekayim that actually the Yerushalmi says much of these say Shema before mincha. Also, we say Ashrei, and by Mara we say Shema. But about you're not yet to this mechal. About the Shema is much later on. So according to that there's no steer over here. I'm not saying it's Lilo. I'm saying it's the halacha for the purposes of Marav. It's called Marav Aravim. Okay, no problem. So do that. But Laila, it's not about Laila too much later on. I'm saying Shema again later on. So what's the steer? Why can't I wear tefillin now? The Bir Halacha says that it's very possible to argue that that would be true. According to people who are mocked, but always to repeat Shema later on, this halacha will not be relevant. That's one point. There's a fascinating...
Maybe this
halacha
would not be relevant.
It's not a steer anymore, so a person could put on daven marav and then put on tefillin afterwards. Obviously, if he put on tefillin already one time a day, he wouldn't do it. But if he hadn't put on tefillin yet, so then there'd be no issue over here. Everybody would agree that'd be mutter. What about a situation where it's the case is Arab Shabbos? It's Friday, person didn't put on tefillin yet, daven marav, then he realized he hadn't put on tefillin yet. More common scenario: person didn't say he forgot to swear sarma the night before. Davin's marv. It's still light outside. The sun hasn't set yet. Oh, I didn't count sarma last night, so I want to count. I want to count armor now today to say I counted on this day. At least the next night I can count with the bracha. Well, excuse me, it's too late. You got marv already.
No, it isn't.
So we pass in that situation that you can count armor afterwards. That's a loch in other words, the process of davening early is. In the situation of Omer, the process of Omer really means you're making it a lot. You're making it has a loch of Kedusha Shabbos. It's not Lila. Now, however, the problem is when it comes to tefillin, we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. So even though it's not lila, but this is steering, it's a kedusha Shabbos, you can't wear tefillin. Right? Except for the scenario before of Shmira. But you can't be used to the mitzvah tefillin now because the kedusha Shabbos says no tefillin. So that's much more problematic. Sphere is, listen, it's not lila, so it's still the day, but it has kedusha Shabbos, so count Sphere now, no problem. So there is a scenario like this. We discussed this, I think, a little bit in Siman Taf Reish. The Taz dealt with the following Shiloh. There was a tzibur, it was Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and the tzibur did not have a shofar, and they sent the goy to go acquire a shofar for them. And the first day the goy doesn't come back. Second day the goy doesn't come back. Finally, it's ready. You get late in the day. So, you know what? Let's be Mekalba Shabbos already. And, you know, at least we'll have it early Shabbos. You know, good. Mekalba Shabbos and walks the guy with the shofar. Now you don't pull shofar on Shabbos. So now what do we do? On the other hand, we have a mitzvah shofar. So the Taz says it's a Kabbalah b'tos. Because had they realized that the shofar was coming, they would not have been Mekalba Shabbos. The Kabbalah b'tos. And you can blow, you'll blow shofar afterwards and be Mekalba Shabbos again. Now, that situation is the second day yantam. It's only the Rabbanan, so Ben Shmash is already, we wouldn't do that. But it's still me by Yom Mamish, that's what we would do. So that's what the Taz says. The Pasha, the same thing will be over here, that the person would put on the tefillin without a bracha, and be the same thing over here.
Do you have to be re-mikabel Shabbos afterwards?
The Taz is mashma like that, yeah. I don't think he has you dominating Marvin. Having dominating Marvin, he just says you're doing Mekalba Shabbos.